I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Atlanta Mayor-elect Keisha Lance Bottoms is putting together her transition team this week. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports former Coca-Cola VP Vicky Palmer and Cousin Property CEO Larry Gellerstedt will co-chair the team. Bottoms says she doesn't expect to have all of her staff in place when she enters office in 3 weeks. She says she'll spend some time deciding which positions will require national searches to fill. Meanwhile, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed has given former mayoral candidate Mary Norwood 48 hours to apologize for accusing him of voter manipulation during the 2009 mayoral race. Norwood's accusations were secretly recorded during a meeting of Young Republicans this past June. Reed says he will file a defamation lawsuit against Norwood unless she retracts her statement. He spoke about the allegations to CBS 46.
So we're giving her an opportunity to apologize without penalty to the people of Atlanta for the horrible things that she said. Really not about me, I'm used to it. The horrible things that she said about the people of Atlanta.
Norwood calls the lawsuit an attempt to harass and intimidate her. Politicians across Georgia are reacting to Democrat Doug Jones' victory in Alabama's Senate race. The Democratic Party of Georgia tweeted, quote, "Yet again, Doug Jones proves that justice will eventually prevail." Congressman John Lewis, Mayor Kasim Reed, and Democratic gubernatorial candidates Stacey Abrams and Stacey Evans also tweeted their congratulations to Jones. Well, the city of South Fulton voted to change its name to Renaissance last night, despite a negative reaction from some residents. The city council approved the move on a 4-3 vote. WSB reports more than 200 people attended the council meeting to protest the decision, some saying it should go to a popular vote. Last week, Mayor Bill Edwards said he would veto the measure if there was enough opposition. Now he has 10 days to decide whether to do so. Telecom company AT&T has picked Georgia to test a new technology that distributes super-fast internet signals using existing power lines. It's called Project AirGig, and according to AT&T officials, it could someday deliver gigabyte speeds to rural and urban areas without the cost of building new towers or installing fiber optic cable. According to the AJC, the idea of directing internet service over power lines has been tried in the past with limited success, but AT&T says this new system overcomes prior technical challenges. Testing is taking place in cooperation with Georgia Power in an undisclosed rural location. Well, Georgia has one of the country's most restrictive unemployment insurance programs. That's according to a report by Policy Institute, the Century Foundation. The Athens Banner-Herald reports the foundation's analysis finds that on average, employers, not workers, are benefiting from the recovery of unemployment trust funds. The report shows Georgia is one of the worst offenders. Georgia was one of 9 states to cut the basic package of unemployment benefits from 26 weeks to just 14 weeks. And 2 17-year-old Cherokee County High School students arrested on conspiracy to commit murder and arson charges were indicted Tuesday. According to the AJC, Victoria McCurley and Alfred Dupree are accused of building an incendiary device and planning to attack the students and staff at Etowah High School last October. The teenagers have been incarcerated in the Cherokee County Adult Detention Center since their arrest. They're being charged as adults. And correction officials are investigating the death of a prisoner following a fight with other inmates at a South Georgia prison. The Georgia Department of Corrections says 39-year-old Chad Jacobs was pronounced dead on Sunday night at Telfair State Prison. Investigators believe Jacobs died from injuries he received during a fight involving several inmates. Jacobs had been sentenced in 2014 in Franklin County for trafficking methamphetamines. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.